Hello, I'm Percy, and I'm calling from Washington Opinion Surveys. May I speak with Sherry? We're conducting an opinion survey. All right, well, we're conducting an opinion survey, and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing the community and the nation. So does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
All right. Are you registered to vote in Washington?
I'm sorry?
Are you registered to vote in Washington?
Yes.
Perfect. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
I will vote.
All right. So since you want to get a large demographic of all ages, would you mind sharing your age?
52.
All right, perfect. Thank you. And just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
White.
All right, perfect. Thank you. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
Independent.
All right. Now, thinking about the direction in which the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
Very dissatisfied.
All right. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Marie Glusenkamp-Perez is handling her job as Congresswoman?
I actually think she's doing a good job.
All right. Would you say you strongly approve or you somewhat approve?
I don't know enough to strongly approve, but I approve.
All right. So would that be a somewhat then?
Sure.
All right, perfect. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Disapprove.
Somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Pretty strongly disapprove.
All right. Thinking about the issues the country is facing now, which of the following would you say is the most important issue for your member of Congress to focus on? And you can select up to two issues, please. So it goes, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, improving roads, bridges, and infrastructure, climate change and protecting the environment, fighting inflation and lowering costs, reducing crime and gun violence, border security, growing the economy and creating jobs, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare, combating threats to our democracy, and improving K-12 education.
That was a lot of things.
Yeah.
I didn't hear them all. They went by so fast. So.
Oh, I can totally repeat it again if you would like.
Yeah.
All right. So it goes, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, improving roads, bridges, and infrastructure, climate change and protecting the environment, fighting inflation and lowering costs, reducing crime and gun violence, border security, growing the economy and creating jobs, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare, combating threats to our democracy, improving K-12 education.
There isn't one of them that isn't needing help. but I would pick inflation and climate change.
Inflation and climate change. All right. So now I'd like you to write your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, in which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable feelings towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable feelings towards them, and a 50 means that you do not feel like particularly warm nor cold, so it's like very neutral. And you may use any number from 0 to 100, and depending like on how you may feel. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of this person or organization, if you could please say so. So the first person is Joe Biden.
50. 50?
Right. 40.
What about
40? 40? All right. Yeah. 40. Okay. What about Marie Glusenkamp-Perez?
I give her an 80.
80. All right. What about Joe Kent?
I don't know who that is.
All right, no worries. What about Bob Ferguson?
Was that her competitor? Was that her competitor that was on the Republican side?
I believe so.
I remember the election. Uh-huh. Yeah, I didn't like him at all, if I recall him correctly. I think I would give him a 0.
0. All right. What about Bob Ferguson?
Don't know that name at all.
All right. What about Donald Trump?
0.
0. All right. What about Dave Ricart?
Don't know that name.
All right, no worries. What about Republicans in Congress?
I cannot think of one that I would approve of in any way.
So would that be a zero then?
Yeah.
All right. And what about Democrats in Congress?
Maybe a 40.
40, all right. So if the election for president were held today, would you vote for Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Joe Biden?
Neither.
All right. Well, if you'd like maybe lean towards one of them, who do you think you would lean towards?
I would pretty much vote every other thing on that ballot except for president because I just really hate both candidates.
All right, no worries. And if the election for Congress in Washington's 3rd District were held today, would you vote for Republican Joe Kent or Democrat Marie Glusenkamp-Perez?
Marie, hands down.
All right. Even though you're not supporting Joe Kent now, what are the chances that you might support him for Congress in November 2024? Is there a fair chance you might support Kent, a small chance, just a very slight chance, or no chance at all that you might support him?
If he's the guy whose platform I remember, there would be none.
All right. So next, I'd like to ask you about some qualities and attributes that some people consider important in their members of Congress. And for each of the following statements, if you could please tell me how important that is to you on a scale from 0 to 10. 0 means that you don't think it's important at all. A 5 means that you think it's somewhat important. And a 10 means that you think it's an extremely important quality or attribute in your member of Congress. So the first one is a fighter for the working class.
That's like a 9.
All right. Someone you can trust.
10.
A leader who will fight back against the threats to our rights and freedoms.
8, 7.
All right. Someone who will defend abortion and a woman's right to choose.
Like 7 or 8.
A leader who will understand our way. Wait, I want to go back to that one. So when you said 7 or 8, would you say like an 8 or a 7?
I think we have more important problems. 7.
All right. A leader who understands our way of life in Southern Washington and will work to protect it.
I've lived all over this country. The way of life in Southern Washington isn't much different than the way of life in Southern Virginia. So that's a 4 for me.
All right. A 4. Perfect.
People are people. You know, we have the same concerns everywhere. Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, so now I'm going to read you a few statements that some people have made about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking to you about, let's see when it loads, Marie Glusenkamp-Perez. So if you could pick each statement on a scale of 0 to 10, and where like a 0 means that this is like not convincing at all, like this reason is not convincing at all to support her. A 5, it's somewhat convincing reason to support her. And a 10 means that it's a very convincing reason to support her for Congress. So in February of 2020, Marie Glusenkamp-Perez miscarried at 16 weeks pregnant. She was told her life was at risk without an immediate abortion, and Planned Parenthood was the only clinic that could see her. And so after the tragedy of losing her pregnancy, Marie had to walk through a wall of protesters to get to the care she needed. Marie believes women have the right to control their own bodies, period. And we can count on her to stand up for reproductive rights and fight back against the politicians who want to make a woman's decisions for them.
I had no idea about that, and that's complicated. I don't know if it's a reason to vote for her, but it's definitely compelling. I guess an 8, a 7.
All right. Marie Glusenkamp-Perez is a true independent voice for our district, and she doesn't play partisan political games. Marie has broken with the Democratic Party on several key votes in Congress. Rather than voting the party line, she voted her conscience, and she did what she thought was best for our district. As the Columbian stated, quote, such independence is refreshing, particularly for a first-term representative, so Perez's sense of duty to her district rather than a party.
That's very compelling. That's a 10 for me.
All right. Marie Glusenkamp-Perez shows up. She listens to her community and takes her concerns back to Congress. For instance, Marie made improving local infrastructure a priority and succeeded in securing the $600 million needed to repair the I-5 bridge, which will create local jobs and improve traffic and commerce throughout the region. She also sponsored bills to expand child care in rural Washington, helping bring down costs for families. Marie listens to us and works to find solutions to our real-world problems. That's a different kind of leader.
That's a 10 for me.
All right. So sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds, and it's totally okay if you didn't, but I kind of have to ask again. If the election for Congress in the 3rd District were held today, would you vote for Republican Joe Kent or Democrat Marie Gluckenkamp-Perez?
Easily. The latter.
Marie
Gluckenkamp. Joe Kent is not at all Joe Kent. Never.
All right. So now I'm going to read you some doubts or concerns that some people have raised about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking to you about, let's see what loads, Joe Kent. All right. So please, if you could rate each statement on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means a statement gives you some serious doubts about supporting Joe Kent for Congress, a 5 means it gives you some doubts, and a 0 means it does not give you any doubts at all about supporting Joe Kent for Congress. So the first one is, we need a leader who will focus on the real everyday challenges of working people, not on his own extremist partisan nonsense. And Joe Kent is Mr. Extremist Partisan Nonsense. He wants to defund the FBI and keep fixing the dangerously deteriorated I-5 bridge because he said that it would make a, quote, Antifa, superhighway, unquote. And the Democrats will use it to send criminals into our district. Nonsense. How would any of those help with everyday challenges of working people who will live in our district? We need representatives in Congress who will deliver for our district, not someone focused on nonsense.
Obviously, what you just read me was extremely partisan. But that said, the man is a crazy fringe candidate, and I have every doubt about him. And a highway for Antifa, what planet is that man on? So we just need a damn bridge.
All right. So would you say, like, this gives you a 10? It gives, like, serious doubts, maybe?
Yeah.
All right. Joe Kent doesn't respect the will of the people and refuses to accept the results of elections he doesn't agree with. He wants to eliminate voting by mail. He has allied with criminal conspiracies to overturn the 2020 elections, and he supported the rioters who attacked the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. He even took part in ridiculous election fraud lawsuits here in Washington State, claiming Jay Inslee lost the governor's race and Lauren Culp is governor. Joe Kent's extreme beliefs are a threat to voting rights and to free and fair elections.
10.
10, all right.
Seven, yeah, 10. And mail-in voting, that's just nuts.
All right. And after hearing more about Joe Kent, would you say you are more or less likely to support him for Congress?
I am not supporting him over my dead body for Congress.
All right. So what you say this makes, like, absolutely makes no difference because you weren't going to vote for him in the first place?
Exactly.
All right. So given everything you just heard about Joe Kent, I'm sorry. Were you going to say something?
I was just going to say everything you just told me about Joe Kent completely squares with his platform that I read, and he's been a hell no for me since the beginning. So
all right.
He's no. Just no, and no, I was never going to vote for him, and now I've only been validated.
All right. So, given everything you just heard about Joe Kent, what would you say is the most convincing reason to not support him for Congress?
He believes that the election was stolen.
All right. He believes the election was stolen. All right, perfect. So, all right. So the last few questions are just for statistical purposes. So what was the last year of schooling that you completed?
The last what?
Year of schooling that you completed.
Grad school.
All right. That would fall under bachelor's. No, that would be on postgraduate, right?
Right.
All right, perfect. So are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Living with partner.
All right. That'll be perfect. So do you have any do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
Yes.
All right. Thinking about your approach.
Wait a sec. I'm sorry?
Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Do I get another option?
Oh, no, sorry. Only those appear, like, I'm very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal.
Probably very liberal, I guess.
All right. How often do you attend church or religious services? Would you say twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, hardly ever, or never?
Never.
All right. Well, this will conclude our survey. I just want to thank you so much for your time. I truly appreciate it and for staying here and answering these questions. All right.
Sure.
Well, I hope you have a good day. Thank you so much. Goodbye.
You too. Take care. Bye.